isolated until they get a negative test. Or, you know, of course, we're going to see an uptick in people getting COVID, and they'll have to, of course, isolate. Those people will have to, for some period of time, revert to the totally virtual model of service. But I'm hoping it won't be that destructive. And one, because the virtual model of service does provide some good services. And two, I'm hoping, a lot of people, not everyone will get it. So the need to quarantine will have its effects.
We have any other questions? Well, Andrew, I guess that brings us to you with the legislation update.
Well, I'll start by saying that Aging and Disability Services does not have any legislation that it is submitting this year. We had submitted a package with a lot of little fixes 2 years ago, and when the legislature shut down in 2020, everything came to a stop. But we resubmitted the same bill in 2021, and it did pass. And that really took care of some of the, again, mostly technical issues that we needed to address. So this year, we're not putting in a bill. We are in meetings with people in the deaf community who've got some ideas for legislation they want to put forward. The agency may or may not be supporting them, but we wouldn't be the sponsors. They'll find legislators to submit those bills. And of course, in particular with VR, there isn't a big role for state legislation. If you look at the BSBY statutes in Connecticut law, they mostly talk about how we need to work with the federal program to execute vocational rehabilitation. There isn't a lot of detail in Connecticut law instructing us in how to pursue VR. There's a lot of detail that comes from the feds, as Mary can tell you, but not so much from the Hartford statute books, the Connecticut statute books. So rarely do we submit legislation affecting VR in any year. But we'll be watching. Every once in a while, there are legislators who take up the cause of employment for people with disabilities, and they'll put in legislation to try to improve in whatever way they can. Maybe they'll think about a tax credit. Maybe they'll think about more work being done between state agencies. A lot of times, vocational rehabilitation isn't the most well-known type of state agency work. You know, the average person, including legislators, are very aware of state parks, the DOT, the DMV. So a lot of times they might put in legislation not really knowing that there is a VR program in place, both here at BSBY and at BRS, and that there's work being done at the Departments of Mental Health and Developmental Services, coordinating work being done at the Department of Labor with the various centers around the state. They're often not so very aware of that. What they are often aware of is the struggle people with disabilities have in finding employment. And because they are aware of that struggle, they may not be fully aware that there are people hard at work at it. However, even though people are hard at work at it, we don't find success 100% of the time, because it's a heck of a thing for some people with some certain disabilities to get work, and it always will be, I think, and that's why we keep up this work. So we may see some legislators put some bills in, and we'll watch them and try to educate them in ways and pitch in to the effort. But at this point, I'll say we don't have any bill to submit. The legislature will convene for its regular session in February, which will be on for 3 months, ending in the first week of May. And we'll be watching closely to any bills that come forward. And we can share them with you if they relate to VR and relate to the work that you focus on. But so we'll be waiting till February to see what bills get submitted. So that's my report, Madam Chairwoman. And of course, I'll take any questions.
Okay. Questions for Andrew? All right, thank you so much, Andrew.
Now, hold on. I don't get paid if there aren't any questions.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, never mind. That's all right.
Philip with the real question.
Go ahead, yes. Philip.
Hi, I'm really not sure of this fact, but is it a conflict of interest if someone from this council or the council in general had a proposal for legislation and submitted it? Is that something that's approved or something that is not done?
If any, you know, every Connecticut citizen has a right to approach their legislators and put forward an idea for a bill, whether you want to raise the speeding limit or lower the drinking age or make a change in vocational rehabilitation. You could approach your legislator. The only thing I would say is that when you did that, because at this point in time, our agency is not going to be submitting any bills. So if you had an idea for legislation, at this point, you'd have to put it forward with an individual House member or Senate member for them to submit it. Because the governor's office requires us to produce a package by October, a couple months ago.
Okay.
So we're no longer in a position to submit legislation. If you have an idea and you want to see it become law, you could approach your legislator and ask them to submit it. You could certainly tell them, hey, I have some expertise in this area. I'm a client. I sit on the state SRC. You couldn't represent that the idea is endorsed by the SRC. You couldn't put forward that you're representing the SRC or the agency with your idea. You could tell them, hey, I've got some expertise here. I serve on the SRC, and I've got 20 years of experience and all that. But you would have to dial it back if you thought you could say the SRC backs this idea.
That's the answer I needed. Thank you. Yeah, I didn't realize it was submitted October. I'm very familiar with the process of submitting legislative ideas.
Need to waste your time by maybe other
not at all.
Something.
Not at all.
Okay.
Always reassure us. Thank you.
So what you're saying, you would have to just submit your idea to a senator as a private Connecticut citizen?
Yes.
Okay. Right, do we have any more questions for Andrew? Okay, thank you, Andrew.
You're welcome.
All right, so next on the agenda is report from chair. I don't know where she is. I guess she's not going to do it. No, just kidding. Okay. All right. So it has been another challenging year, as we all know, with the COVID-19 pandemic still going on. But if we think about it, throughout history, we have lived in uncertain times. But we have always got through it. With the support of each other, there is hope. And I know this is cliche, but I think it's so important for us to remember that there is light in darkness. There is light at the end of the tunnel. We are not alone. And BESBE and its staff bring light to so many people in several ways. And I'd really like to thank Mary and her staff at BESBE for all their hard work in this year, and once again, keeping everyone connected to the resources that they need. And it's just not easy with this pandemic. Okay, so since our last meeting, I had the great opportunity to attend two virtual fall conferences. The first one was the Conference of State Administrators of Voc Rehab, known as the SACVR, and the second one was the National Council of State Agencies for the Blind, which is known as the CSAB. These conferences bring VR agencies from other states together to report on and share the outcomes and their experiences. What I found that they talked a lot about was networking and educating and building positive relationships with employers, VR staff, and clients. They're vital for success. And I am very excited and honored report that at the beginning of the NCSAB conference, our former BSBY director, Brian Sigmund, received a special Lifetime Achievement Award. And on behalf of the SRC Council, congratulations to Brian Sigmund. That was great. It was great to see his face on the screen and how they talked about his 35-year career at BSBY. I was also proud to hear that Connecticut is a leader in VR. We ranked in the top 4 in measure skills gained for credential attainment, job retention, higher earnings, and how people exit their program successfully. I would also like to thank BSBY for giving me the opportunity to attend these empowering conferences. Our next SRC virtual meeting will be Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022 at 10 a.m. via Zoom and the call-in numbers. And hopefully won't have a problem with the passcodes this time. And I wish all of you a happy holiday season. And thank you all for serving this council and volunteering for the work groups. I know you have busy schedules and it's not easy sometimes to fit all of this in. And I just want you to know that everything that everyone does here is highly appreciated. Okay. Does anyone have any questions, comments, or concerns that they want to share at this time? All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
John McNichol, I move we adjourn.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Lucretia Jones, I second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.